Let's face it, we all love a good DIY as tradies, but what about when it comes to your SEO? Is that a big IDK or a NFW?
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell. Talking business ownership, the nuts and bolts, and everything in between.
G'day listeners, Woz here, Tradies Business Show, you're listening to it. Thanks for joining me for another episode. Always a pleasure to have you here. And wherever you are, whether you're driving, hammering, unblocking a dunny, or perhaps you're sitting at home doing some book work, I'm pretty excited about today's episode. This is a bit of an accidental episode, actually, today's guest. Just kind of connected with this person through somebody else that started a group on Facebook, and I joined that group, a podcasting group, funnily enough. And here we are having a chat about all things SEO and copywriting and how to apply that to your trade business. So great chat today. I had a ton of fun speaking with Kate Toon. I don't think I'll bother running through the various business names that she's got. Very, very busy on social media, blogging, copywriting, podcasting, teaching SEO, has a free course, which I talk about at the end of the episode, which you'd totally go and grab. But great episode and some really simple, actionable tips that you can put into place in your business to actually do your own SEO. Doesn't have to be as hard as you think, or certainly not as hard as people make it out to be. So have a listen, stick around to the end. We'll share a bunch of links and let me know what you think. Always keen to hear from you. Go join the group, Tradies in Business, on Facebook. If you just go to facebook.com/groups/Tradies in Business, or just search Tradies in Business on Facebook, jump in there, join in the conversations. There are some awesome peeps joining that, and enjoy the episode with Kate.
Got a question you want answered on the show? Go to tradiesbusinessshow.com.
Alrighty, welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. I'm Woz, your host, but you already knew that because you tuned in. And today I'm speaking with a lady by the name of Kate Toon. Now I'm going to give her a quick intro. I don't normally do this, but there's some stuff in her bio thingy that I stole off her website. She doesn't know I did this. She's an award-winning SEO copywriter, an SEO consultant, blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about SEO today. you'll probably pick up that she's not from around here, but I'll leave that for Kate to talk about. But I wanted to just point out here that she's worked with big brands such as eHarmony, Qrash, and Kmart. That's a heck of a combo. I reckon if you put all those three together, you'd end up with a pretty good business, you know, a bit of vertical integration. Anywho, that's my attempt at humor. Apart from that, Kate's a copywriter. She's, now it doesn't say it in here, but I'm pretty sure you describe yourself as a podcast slut or a podcast whore. I can't remember which. Welcome to the show, Kate Toon.
I've never been called a slut on a podcast before. This has made my day. I think I said I was a podcast whore. For some reason, I think whore is better than slut, but it's probably not.
Well, doesn't one get paid and the other one does it for free? Is that right?
I really don't know. You probably have more knowledge of that than me, Warwick.
I think I'm a podcast slut, so I'll do it for free.
Okay. Well, now everyone knows that. Just send an email to Warwick at the end of the show.
So welcome to the show, Kate. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much.
Now, I've done a really poor job of introducing you and sharing your bio. Would you like to give the much more polished version of who the heck are you and how did you come to be speaking into your microphone, whose name is Alan, with me today?
Well, yes, this is Alan, and we've dubbed your microphone Susan now, so that's exciting. I worked in advertising for many, many, many years, kind of miserable, didn't really enjoy it that much. And then I went out on my own about 10 years ago as a copywriter. And then I moved into the space of kind of helping big businesses like Kmart and Qrash and Pedigree Chum and people like that improve their rankings. So get themselves to the top of Google for their chosen words. And then I realized that lots of small businesses and tradies and, you know, normal humans and shop owners would love to get to the top of Google rankings too. So I made lots of courses and workshops and then a big e-course. And now that's pretty much all I do. I don't do any copywriting anymore. I really just help train people how to, you know, be good on Google, make Google fall in love with their websites.
So I'm curious, Kate, what sort of keywords got Qrash to the top of Google?
It'd be like baby bottom powder or something like that, wouldn't it? Or like soft skin for babies or
sweaty
baby
cheeks.
Lotion. What keyword would you like to rank for, Warwick?
I don't want to rank for sweaty cheeks, that's for sure.
Podcast whore, maybe?
Podcast whorage.
I'm going to Google that afterwards and see if I can get ranking for that now.
Yeah. Tradies in business would obviously be my term. So let's just grab hold of that, Kate. And this is completely unscripted, which is how I like to run all of my episodes so that everybody's guessing.
Everybody's terrified. I love it.
Yeah. But SEO, you know, it's one of those acronyms that we're all very familiar with and some of us spend a lot of money on, and most of us probably have no idea how to make SEO do what it's supposed to do for us. It seems to be this mystical, mythical beast of, oh, you just need better SEO and then the customers will be flooding in. What the hell is it? And how much do tradies actually need to know about it? And how do they make this work for them in their business?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, essentially, SEO is about making Google fall in love with your website. So it's kind of like a dating show. Google's got a big long list of things that it wants from its future partner, about 200 things on its list, and you have to tick them off. And you can either learn to do that yourself or you can pay an SEO agency to do it. But obviously, most small businesses just can't afford the rates of a good SEO company. Of course, you can find someone on Fiverr in Pakistan to do your SEO for $5, but then, you know, they can mess things up and disappear and you're left with the mess. Mm. So most of the things on the list aren't rocket science. It's stuff that we as humans want. So, you know, you go to a website, you don't want it to take 15 minutes to load. You don't want it to be really difficult to get from page to page. You want the copy to be interesting. You know, you don't want to go to a site that's like, I'm a window cleaner in Sydney and I clean windows in Sydney. And the windows that I clean in Sydney are in Sydney. You know, you can tell those sites.
Sounds like my website.
Yeah, so it was a bit better than yours. But so it's most of it's common sense, but there is so much misinformation. And, you know, we all get emails from Sanjit saying, I can get you greetings of the day. I can get you to number one in the rankings. And we're like, can he? You know, who do I believe? Someone's just told me that I need to do this for my SEO and someone else is telling me this. Mm. And the SEO agency wants $2,000 a month. And God, what do I do?
So
that's why, you know, I'm all about DIY. I love a bit of DIY, not my own DIY because I'm I'm not very good at making and breaking things, but DIYing your SEO, like you don't need to do everything yourself, but it's like taking your car for an MOT. You need to be able to know whether the mechanic's ripping you off or not. And yep. I think that's where a lot of tradies get in trouble because they trust the wrong people, you know, who make big promises and they spend an awful lot of money and they come away with nothing.
And one of the big problems I see with that too, Kate, is, and I've worked with clients like this, I've spoken to listeners about it, and they have a bad experience like that. And then they say, that's it. SEO is a waste of money. I spent all of this cash and Sanjit from wherever, and apologies to any Sanjits listening. But
yeah, we love Sanjit. But yep. Yes, that was a sweeping xenophobic generalization, but I think you know what we mean.
Thank you for leading me into that one. So there was an open door and I walked through it. So yeah, they do that. They spend all that money and then it doesn't work and they talk to me about their marketing perhaps and they're like, yeah, nah, SEO doesn't work. And I'm like, really? Tell me about that.
Yeah.
And it's like that one time they had a dishwasher that broke down. It's like, that's it. All dishwashers are crap.
Yeah. It's that one bad date.
Never having another one.
You never date again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to keep dating. You've got to kiss a few frogs, you know, until you find your frog prince, or I don't know. Yes. I think the truth is that for most tradies, it is really tough. It's a super competitive. So, you know, if I had a plumber in Sydney come to me and ask me to help them with their SEO, I'd have to be very realistic about what we could achieve. Mm. You know, a lot of plumbers will be paying for Google AdWords. You know, if you type in plumber Sydney, the first 5 results are ads usually.
Mm. Yep.
Then next, you're going to get the local pack, which is the little map with the three results in it. You can advertise in there as well now.
Yep.
But that is driven entirely by Google My Business. So one big tip for all the tradies listening is to make sure you have a Google My Business page. It's free, takes about 10 minutes to set up. That is literally what's going to drive most of your local SEO, because most people who want a tradie in the local area.
They're not
just typing in window cleaner. They are typing in window cleaner suburb.
Yep.
So if you want to rank in that local pack, you need a Google My Business page. You need to make sure that's got pictures on it, a good description, opening hours, directions, reviews. Oh my God, as many reviews as you can get, because that's going to drive lots of people to click. You know, if I can choose Bob and he's got one review, or, you know, Steve and he's got 72 reviews, I'm going with Steve. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's really, really important. But the problem as well with local SEO is it's become so finite because most people are searching from their phone.
Yep.
So Google knows exactly where you are, GPS locator, and it is going to show you literally people who are in a 1 kilometer circle of where you are. So, you know, often people will say to me, hey, well, look, I'm based in Newtown, but I'd love to get some traffic from Bondi, you know, because I can drive to Bondi. It's not too far. But the thing is, Google's going to show a plumber who's actually in Bondi over you every single time. So it is really tough. It shouldn't be underestimated how tough it is.
Okay. So let's talk about this imaginary tradie. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole here and we'll see if it works. So there's this imaginary tradie. We should probably name him because Alan's got a name and Susan's
got
a name.
Can we call him
Gary? Gary the disillusioned plumber, right? he's done with SEO, right?
Is he hot or is he not hot?
I don't know any hot Garys. Are Garys hot?
No, I don't think so.
No. Gary sounds like a really dependable, nice kind of
guy. He's a good bloke, though.
A good bloke.
We like him.
Yeah. G'day to all the Garys out there who
we
are
love
probably.
Love you, Gary.
You could be hot. If you are, send a photo to Kate at Kate Toon. No.
No, please do. Please do.
You've probably got some hot tradies in your house.
I've got such a thing for tradies. Am I allowed to admit that on the show?
I think you just did.
Yeah.
And I don't edit my episodes, so that's staying in there.
Oh, God damn it. No, yeah. I love a hot tradie. I really do.
Nice.
Yeah.
My listenership just increased threefold, I reckon. So, Gary, the very good bloke tradie who has done SEO before, spent way too much money, got next to nothing out of it, at least that's what he thinks. What should Gary do now? Never touch SEO again?
I think Gary should be realistic. So I think Gary should build his Google My Business page. That's my number one tip.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gary should take a good hard look at his website and go, is my website really ugly? Did I build it 7 years ago? And does it have flashing letters and, you know, a weird picture of like some kind of pipe that no one knows what it is? You know, instead it should have a nice picture of Gary so that when he comes to the door, I know that Gary is Gary. It should have customer testimonials. It should have pictures of beautiful bathrooms that he's made, big phone number, you know, list of services, maybe some pricing. So just make sure his website is good. And then I think, you know, Gary should list on all the local directories that are free, most of them, because they will probably outrank Gary's own site. You know, it'll be Yellow Pages going to rank, True Local's going to rank above Gary's sparkly windows.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a window cleaner, he's a plumber.
That's
Gary's
right.
Perfect.
Could be a pool cleaner with a mustache.
I think you're getting carried away now. And then I think Gary should work on building up his personal brand. And I think that's where I'm sure you talk about this a lot, like a lot of tradies, you know, they call themselves like, you minor plumber. And it's not very memorable, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to remember that. So, you know, having a brand name that's memorable, building up equity in that so that people go, oh, this dude, Gary, he's a great guy. His company's called, you know, Perfect Pipes. And then you start Googling Perfect Pipes or Gary Wilkins instead of plumber in Newtown. You're actually searching for him rather than searching for anyone. Does that make sense?
It does. I think if you search for Perfect Pipes, you're going to get photos of muscles.
I'm going to get your other website, the secret one that you don't talk about.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so fix up the website. And that's all really simple stuff.
Mm.
It's amazing how many of the simple things... look, I'm going to just say it out. Tradies don't have in place, you know. They say that things don't work and it's hard, and I guess it can be, and it is a bit confusing. I know I get a bit overwhelmed with all of the stuff that I should be doing with my website, my landing pages, and my social media. It's just so much that we're told we really should be doing, but it's a bit of the 80-20 rule. Is that the same with SEO, Kate?
Yeah, I mean, I think like your website is everything. It's like meeting someone before you get to actually meet them. So it should, you know, it should be all that you are. You should talk like a human and really try and build that connection and have photos so that people feel like a bit like they know you and they like you and then they trust you and they're more likely to call you. I mean, my biggest bugbear with tradies is them not answering their phone. And I think that's a really easy thing to do because you're on the job, you're busy. So, you know, maybe have some kind of, you know, phone app. There's lots of little great little live chat apps like Zen Chat that you can add to your website. They're like $15 a month. And then every time people message, you get an email sent to you or you get a text message sent to your phone. And, you know, stuff like that, you know, someone's made the effort to find you. They're on your site. They want you. Yep. And then, you know, I find that a real struggle. Do you find that with your listeners as well?
Absolutely. And you know what, I'll call it a pet hate, is as a consumer, as a customer myself, when I go and look at somebody's website, whatever it is, whether it's trades or professional services or anything, and basically I'm going to research the person, I'm stalking them a little bit, say, is this a business I want to give my money to? Do I trust them with my car or my health or whatever it is I go to the about page and it has this wanky, watery, nondescript corporate description of at XYZ company, we believe in blah, 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 and we were founded on the values of this. And that's all really nice. But I want to know who the hell you are. It should say, you know, me, I'm Gary Smith, the window cleaner. And I started my career cleaning windows at the traffic lights. And I'm so passionate about clean windows because it affects the brightness of everybody's day, you know, and a picture of Gary, like you say, especially if he's hot. But I want to know who the person is. I want to be able to identify with the person. I hate those nondescript corporate-y things where I don't actually know. It's about us, about who.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's one of my pet hates.
And I think, you know, everything helps with your SEO. Every bit of social media you do, every person you meet, every business card that you give out is all helping people remember your brand name. So when they go to Google, they're not typing in Window Cleaner Sydney, they're typing in Gary, you know? So everything you do is going to help. But if your website's rubbish, then all that effort is for naught. One little thing that I think is super powerful with SEO and just online marketing in general is video. Like, video is so amazing and it's a great way of building that connection that you just talked about. But I think a lot of people stop themselves from doing it because they're like, maybe I don't look right, maybe I don't sound too smart, maybe I'm going to say something stupid. But honestly, like a little iPhone video of you going, hey, I'm just at this house in wherever and I'm about to go and fit a beautiful new bathroom, look at the gorgeous tile that they've chosen, and it's a great day, so I'll show you the end result later, you know, that's it. 2-minute video, upload that to Facebook, maybe pop it on your website. All of it's building rapport and trust and authority as well, because you're showing that you know what you're talking about and people are booking you, and that's going to make more people book you.
So, that's right, that's right.
Don't be frightened.
Okay, I'm a little scared. So so Gary the hot window cleaner has...
He's not a window cleaner, he's a plumber.
A plumber, sorry, Gary the hot plumber. So Gary the hot plumber has gone and fixed up his website. He paid a little amount of money, which doesn't cost much actually these days, to get someone to put that basic stuff onto your website, whatever the platform is.
Yeah.
What now?
Now, I think he just maybe needs to pick a social media platform. You can't do everything. So, you know, most people are on Facebook. Have a simple Facebook page. Don't overthink your content. Just post stuff and things, like a photo of where you're going today. A simple tip. What you think is really obvious to the normal human, we would have no idea. As I said, I'm having my kitchen done, and the number of things I've got wrong because I didn't understand the order things should be done in. Mm-hmm. And then the guys talk to me, they're like, as if it's obvious. And it's like, well, it's obvious to you, but I've never done a kitchen before. So little tips like that, just as I said, they build trust. And, you know, and again, think about your clientele. Who most often books a tradie? I don't think it's the man. I think it's the woman. And where are women? A lot of the time they're on Instagram. So take photos of nice bathrooms and share them on Instagram. You might think, what the hell's the point of this? But like some weird plastic surgeon dude is following me on Instagram. And he's and I've watched so much of his stuff that like if I ever decide to get plastic surgery, I'm going to pick him. just am used to him and I remember him and I've watched videos of him, you know, and like that's, you know, anyway, that's my little analogy. So okay. Not that I'm planning any plastic surgery, but no. If I were.
But if you did, know? Yes.
Yes.
And I liked the hand gesture you did then, if you were.
What gesture did I do? I don't know.
If I were.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Hey, shut up. Sorry. He's being rude, people.
So for people listening to the podcast, I'm actually recording the video as well. And
yeah, which will never be seen by anybody, I hope.
But I may or may not put this on my YouTube channel.
Oh, my God.
I'll have like a blurred out section where Kate was sitting.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
good
except
plan,
for
plan.
The hand gesture. Anyhow, so Gary the Hot Plumber should definitely post selfies of himself, his mustache, and the bathrooms that he does.
Exactly. Another little tip for Gary is to share the love. We're being very innuendo-y on this show, but never. One great thing that Google really likes is sites linking to each other. Mm. So if you have lots of websites linking to you, Google goes, well, hey, you know, everyone's linking to Warwick's site. He must be a nice dude. I mean, you're not, but Google thinks you are.
That's right.
So one really
perception
easy
is reality, Kate.
Exactly. One really easy way to get links is to leave other people testimonials. So, you know, say you always get your supplies from this particular merchant, write them a little testimonial and just say, you know, these guys are great. Their service is brilliant. They're really affordable. What are they going to do with that testimonial? Well, they're going to put it on their website and then they're going to put your name underneath because they want to prove that it's from a real tradie. And then they're going to link to your site. And then that gives your site what's known as SEO juice. Like SEO juice flows around the internet. And the more that comes to your site, the higher you will rank. So that's another thing you can do. Just give some love to some other businesses.
Nice. Okay. Simple stuff. Mm-hmm. And a dog yap in the background there.
I'm a dog yap. Yeah, that's my dog.
Even Alan couldn't.
Another tradie has just arrived.
I saw you looking out what must be a window. Either there or it's a photo of a hot man.
I
on
saw a
wall,
flash of fluoro.
Okay. So fix the website, give some love. What are some of the other key things that Gary should pay attention to? Oh, you know, social media, a bit of posting. Can I just back up a second, Kate? So with that social media posting, this is an area that I'm going to admit to being a little unsure about. Why would I bother posting on my news feed for, or my wall for my page, say, you know, for Gary's plumbing service, when the chances of people seeing that these days are fairly low unless I throw money at Facebook?
Well, look, that's a really, really good point. But I think, again, Facebook has almost become its own little mini internet, and Facebook's doing everything it can to not let us not leave Facebook. Mm-hmm. So you can use the search in Facebook to find people. You will bizarrely get followers, but I don't think you can just sit in your own little page hoping people will come. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you do, you have that as your destination. So it looks good. There's some content there. It's got nice pictures of bathrooms, but then you kind of need to almost go out into Facebook, go into groups. There's loads of business groups. You know, I'm in a huge one called Business, Business, Business. There'll be an awful lot of community groups in my area. There's heaps of community groups. And all the time in those groups, people are saying, hey, can anyone recommend a good plumber? And all you need to do is go into the group. There's a little box on the left-hand side, which is a search box. Type the word plumber, and you'll see every plumber post that's ever been posted in that community. Hmm. So then you can go in as your page or as yourself, as Gary or Gary's Perfect Pipes, and go, hey, well, you know, I know you asked for a recommendation a while ago, but if you haven't found anybody, here I am. Here's my Facebook page. Here's my website. If you ever need anyone, I'm offering 10% off to everybody in this community group. Things like that. So I do think Facebook still works. I still got a lot of traffic and conversions through it, but you can't just sort of sit there placidly posting stuff and going, why is no one liking it? You have to kind of almost go out there and drag people back to your page.
Mm. And I suspect there's two ways to do that. One is by giving Facebook money to do it through ads, and the other is to be an active networker and get in those groups and community groups and, you know, put yourself out there.
Yeah, exactly. Like build a name for yourself. There's someone locally here who's in a community group who does that video thing all the time. You know, I said, I'm just going into this house to do this.
Yep.
And they're quite funny videos. You know what I mean? He's not trying to be funny, but they're quite funny. But he's you know, I feel like I know him. And again, and especially, you know, if you are inviting tradies into your home, especially if you're a woman, do you know what I mean? You want to feel comfortable with them. You don't want some creepy dude turning up at your door. So it's a way of building that connection before the connection happens.
Yep. Nice. Is it also a good idea to post to your own Facebook page? Because as I do, people will go and check out your Facebook page if you're a business person, or even if as a private individual, and just see what's on there. And if they see really good content and lots of interaction, they'll be like, oh, this looks like a good business.
Yeah, everyone stalks everybody. You know, I just, as I said, booked a kitchen and I had four different quotes, and I went and looked at the Facebook page and saw what testimonials they'd had, what pictures they'd posted. You know, I got a reference, but really my Q&A was trawling through everything they've ever posted, seeing how frequently they post. When did they last do a kitchen? Who do they use for this? You know, I think we all do it because what we want is reassurance. We're about to make a big purchase, you know. Getting a tradie in to do any kind of job other than, like, you know, fixing something small is expensive, you know? Yeah. So we want to have reassurance. We want to be told and reaffirmed that we're making the right decision. And that can be done through photos, images, testimonials. But generally, just the more stuff there is, the more we tend to believe it, you know? Yeah. If it's quality. I mean, if it's just, you know, fluff and piddle, then no. But quality content, it really does reassure us, I think, to make that purchase decision.
I guess it's that term of social proof.
It really is.
For evidence that we're making a good choice.
Yeah. And another little thing that I've seen people do is, you know, take your iPhone along. You've had a good job with the client. They're happy. Just as you finish the job and they're really pleased, just say, hey, do you mind just doing like a 1 minute video for me? Hold the camera up. Hey, I'm with Sue. We've just finished our bathroom. What do you think? Oh, I think he's great. I think you should really use him. He's brilliant. Great. You've got a piece of content, and it's video content, and it's a real person. Boom, that's like everything the internet wants from you, you know, right now.
So some of the objections I hear from tradies about that is probably two parts to that, or maybe three. A is, oh, but I'm no good on camera, you know, I'm just a plumber and I'm not hot and, you know, I don't speak very good. So that's going to be bad for my page, bad for people seeing that. Two, or B, because I should stick with the same number system. But the second one is, my clients don't want to do that. You know, they're not going to want to be in front of the camera. And I'll be honest, I've seen some of the ones that tradies have done, testimonials with their clients. And, oh, man, they were so nervous, hey, the clients were. I watched one where the husband was literally standing off to the side, just kind of looking out of the side of his head at his wife who did all the talking. He had this look on his face like, please don't ask me to speak. I'm just standing here because my wife said we'd do it. And I can't remember the third one I had in my head.
Okay,
so
we've got A and B. We did well with A and B.
That'll do.
I knew you weren't going to get to C. Well, I think A, I don't think anyone's expecting you to be Brad Pitt or to be as eloquent as Benedict Cumberbatch or something. You know, people aren't going to expect you to quote Shakespeare. You're a plumber. They want you to talk about plumbing, and that's fine, you know? I'm not particularly attractive and you're hideous. And look at us, we're making videos. What's all about that? I don't think, you know, people are going to judge you because you're not hot enough. They were never going to be good customers anyway. So, you know, bugger them. And then I think in terms of the awkward customers, you know, when you have a good customer, I mean, like all the tradies who come to my house, they're fools if they don't ask me to do this, because I don't mind doing it at all. And I'd be more than confident. You know, as again, you have to kiss a few frogs. And if you don't ask, you don't get. Like, you might think, no one's going to want to do that. But you ask some people, they're going to be perfectly happy to. And if they say no to the video, because they've just said no to something, it's really easy to then say, well, do you mind leaving me a review on Google My Business? Because then they're going to say yes, because they feel bad that they just said no.
That's right.
So take with you a little card with your Google My Business address on it and leave it with them, and then follow up with a text. I just went and had a paddleboarding lesson. And the dude was like, please leave me a review on Google. And I was like, yeah, I will. And I really meant that I would. Like, I'd do it. But then a couple of days later, I'd forgotten, because life. And he sent me a text saying, hey, I'm really sorry to bother you, but I would so appreciate that review. It's so important to my business. And it came in a text, clicked the link, did it. You know, so don't be afraid to follow up a few times. Because what they're going to go, you know, stop texting me. I hate you. No, they're just going to either ignore you or do it. And either way, it's no skin off your nose, you know.
So much fear involved with anything, whether it's SEO, whether it's cash flow, doesn't matter. I mean, so many of the reasons we don't do things are just because we're afraid of stuff that rarely happens.
Yeah. And I think it's so important with SEO to find someone you trust, find a source of truth, so that you're not, you know, it's not my hairdresser's mum's cat told me that I need to do this on my website. And you're not in Facebook groups, people going, oh my God, this has just happened. And Google says we all have to turn our sites blue. You have someone where you can go, is this true? And the person goes, nah, and you just know that they've got your best interests at heart. And that, you know, I was going to mention my group. You said it was okay. I've got a group called I Love SEO.
Here comes the vlog.
Well, I don't do SEO. This is the difference. So I don't actually offer it.
So
why
are we talking about SEO then if you don't do it?
Well, I teach it. Shut up. But what I mean is I'm not invested in finding problems in your site because I won't get paid to fix them. You know, like it's if you go and get your car, take the car analogy, you go to a mechanic, they're almost investing in finding as many problems as they can because they get paid to fix them. So that's the problem with SEO
mechanics
as well.
Don't do that. That's what? They don't do that.
Don't they?
No.
No, I know they're not, but do you know what I mean?
The unscrupulous operators.
Yeah, and this is it. There's unscrupulous mechanics, there's unscrupulous plumbers, and there's unscrupulous SEOs. But there's also good people, really good people.
What? Are there good people in the world, Kate?
There are.
Seriously.
Well, I think so. I've met a few.
And this is the thing. It's so easy, unfortunately, to get caught up in the negative hype of the media, of social media, of all the horror stories and the bad stuff. And, you know, tradies get this bad rap. And I know literally hundreds of tradies, and they're all bloody awesome people.
They bust their gut.
They love their clients. They do a great job.
Can you hear that wolf howling in the background?
Not really.
Oh, anyway, there's a wolf howling in the background.
Yeah.
No, I have. No, I mean, I have my electrician, Chris, who is just the best human ever and has saved me so many times. And Pat, my plumber, who I think is awesome. I've got a brilliant builder. And when you find
Is his
these
name
people,
Bob?
Yeah, no, I've got no Bobs, unfortunately.
You had Pat the plumber. I was hoping for Bob the builder.
Pat the plumber was pretty good. But when you find these people, like I go all out to recommend them to everybody because there are good people. And I think there's more good people than there are bad people, if I'm perfectly honest.
Absolutely.
You've got to keep positive.
Absolutely. So train of thought, it's gone with number three from earlier. So I'll start a new train of thought because I have lots.
Okay.
So I like the fact that you don't get paid to do SEO, right? You just teach this stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess that leads me to the question, Kate, of, and it's something that I really wanted to ask you on the show, how the hell do I pick a good SEO person?
Well, it is really tough. I mean, I think you should use the same analogy as tradies. How do you pick a good tradie? You get recommendations, you do your due diligence, you maybe get some recommendations and reviews. You maybe start with a small job before you do the big job. Mm-hmm. You meet them. And a lot of it, I think, goes on gut. You can kind of, when you meet someone else, you can kind of tell whether they're going to be an idiot or not, you know? But mostly I think it's recommendations, but not recommendations from people who don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, I wouldn't know how to fit a range hood if you asked me to. So I might go, yeah, this dude did a great job of my range hood, but I don't know if he did a good job, you know? Yeah. So you've got to get recommendations from people who know what they're talking about.
Yep.
And not just one recommendation, two or three or four. And, you know, someone who's maybe had a relationship with that company for a couple of years, not 3 months, because we're all great for the first 3 months. Everybody loves us for the first 3 months. It's years in. You're still using that person. That's the proof of the pudding, I think.
What would be some warning signs? Like if we look at the flip side of that, if a listener is either currently talking to an SEO specialist or is thinking about doing it, what would be some signs where it's like, maybe I should be talking to somebody else?
I think big promises, like we can guarantee you a number one spot because they can't. Mm-hmm. I think saying that they're a Google partner because Google partnership has nothing to do with SEO. It's about AdWords. And all it means is you've taken Google's exam. So Google partner, don't care. I think, you know, not being transparent about how they're going to do it. So you're going to pay them this much money a month. Ask them, what do I get for that? You know, how many links do you build? How many pages of my site do you fix? How many hours a month can I talk to you? Trying to lock you in for really long contracts. Let's be honest, it does take 3 to 6 months really to get SEO going, depending on how competitive your market is.
Yep.
So, but if someone's trying to lock you in to like a year long contract, why? You know, like, if it's not going well, I should be able to escape.
Yep.
And people who use lots of long words and jargon and aren't willing to explain it, you know, so I just said the word backlink. That's a link from one site to another. You know, so if someone says something that you don't understand, not feeling so frightened that you can't ask them until you get an explanation that makes sense to you. And if they start bamboozling you or refusing to give you answers, then you don't want to work with them. And I think all of this applies to tradies as well. Like, I love it when a tradie comes over and I say, well, how's it going to work? And that, well, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to use these materials. Here's the costs of what I'm going to be doing. My hourly rate is this much. I reckon it's going to be about 5 to 6 hour job. I can come on Tuesday at this time. Those people inspire confidence. The guy who comes in and goes, yeah, I don't know, it'll take as long as it takes, and I don't know. And what are you doing? Oh, well, you wouldn't understand. I don't want to work with him. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the same thing, you know, just being a decent human and asking the right questions.
Absolutely. Great tips. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to touch on copywriting as well, because I know it's another one of your seven gazillion areas that you that you're involved in and that you are very active in. Copywriting is a fancy word for writing stuff in a way that people know what you're saying. Is that a fair
definition? Yeah, it's kind of writing stuff that sells, I guess, is the...
Yeah, okay, okay. Is this an area that tradies need to pay some attention to, do you think?
I think, look, if you can afford to hire someone to write the words for you, then do. Because I think one of the biggest fears that we all have is no one wants to look like a fool. Mm. No one wants to have a big typo on their homepage. So if you do write it yourself, you know, maybe look for a proofreader or an editor just to make sure there's no typos. Because even I, when I use Word and spell checker, I still make so many typos, and I do this for a living. And I think if you can't afford to use someone, just write like you speak. So I think a lot of people get to the piece of paper and they lose their personality. They start going, at company X, we believe in blah, blah, like you said. Imagine on every computer, there's voice recorders. Imagine you're talking to a friend, like a friend that you respect, not like your best mate, like a friend that you've just met, and you're explaining to them what you do for a living, and just record yourself talking about your business. And then you can send that off to something like rev.com, which will transcribe it for like a couple of dollars, and then use that as the basis of your copy, because there's nothing worse than the blank page. And you're like, I don't know what to say. Mm. Whereas if I say to you, hey, what do you do? Who do you do it for? Why do you do it better than anybody else? Those are three questions that most people can answer verbally, but they just struggle to answer them on paper.
And then that flows into blogging, which strikes fear into the heart of tradies everywhere. because of that thing is like, I don't know what to say and how to say it, and no one's going to want to hear about this stuff, and how should I write it? And it's like, just write it. Just write what you would say about replacing a vanity.
Exactly. You know? We all get asked the same questions again and again. So just pick one question and give one answer to it. You don't need to write some 8,000 word post. You know, like, what kind of grout should I use around a sink? How do I paint tiles? I've just painted tiles in my bathroom. What a nightmare that was. You know, what five tips do you have for somebody painting tiles in their bathroom?
One,
you know?
Don't do it. Two, don't do it. Three,
it looks crap even when you've done it. But you know, then what someone will do, and people sometimes worry as well, I don't want to tell people how to do it because then they won't hire me. Believe me, if I read that blog post and see how complicated it is, I'm going to go, yeah, I'm just going to call you and get you to do it instead. I'm just going to get the tiles replaced. What am I even thinking? You know, so just keep it simple and talk like a human. And even, you know, the title of your blog post can be how to paint tiles in your bathroom. And then it's just five tips. That's it. Doesn't need to be amazing. People aren't looking for poetic, flowing, emotional language from a tiler. They want practical, simple, straightforward instructions. And again, if you to explain someone verbally how to do it, make perfect sense. So just read it out, get it typed up, and then tweak it a little bit. Get an editor to just make sure there's no typos. So don't overthink it, I think. I think people expect too much of themselves.
So what sort of frequency is a good idea for blogging or posting content? I mean, I'm not looking for a coordinated, you know, social media and blog strategy here.
No. Well, I'm not a very coordinated person. So look, Google doesn't reward regular content. It doesn't reward consistent content. It doesn't pat you on the back for sending a blog post out every Wednesday at 3. It doesn't care. Google rewards the best content, which is why sometimes when you search for something, something comes up from 2014. So it's not about newness. It's about the best content. So, and there's no particular length that Google wants either. So if you, for example, Google, you can do this after the show, how to boil an egg. The article that comes up is generally a video, because as I've said, video is way more powerful than words on the internet these days. And the post that goes with it is like 112 words. It's not long, but that's the best result for the customer. It explains it quickly. I could have written a 72,000 word blog post and had handcrafted boiled eggs on the page, but I don't want that. I just need the simple instructions. So I think frequency, gosh, you know, if you could do one a month, in a year you'd have 12 blog posts. That would be great. And you can reshare them and reshare them again and put them on all the different platforms. Maybe try and do one a month and then try and increase it, you know. But don't just think blogging. Think video. Think social media. Think, you know, just going in. I think the most powerful thing for tradies is to go out into communities that are already there. You've got your audience are sitting there. They want you. Go there. Don't keep trying to drag them back to you, you know.
And that's the thing. What one of the fantastic things about being a tradie, especially in Australia and New Zealand, and I suspect it's similar around the world, is it will be a long time before plumbers are replaced by machines and painters and carpenters. And, you know, it's like we're printing houses, sure, but I think it's a while before we're printing a mansion on Bondi, you know.
Totally.
It's like tradies will have work forever.
They will. I've had to just wait 8 weeks for a tiler. I mean, apparently he's worth waiting for. So if
the job better be good, eh?
I'm going to tell him that I mentioned him on this episode.
Hang on, is his name Tyson?
Yeah, Tice.
Tice the tiler.
Tice the tiler. Everyone I know has to have, it has to match. It has to.
Well, you've got to get Bob the builder and then we can have
Kate,
the full
I'm Kate the copywriter. You're Warwick the, no, I'm not going to say.
Wanker, no.
Wanker, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, fancy that, hey?
So in tune.
You wouldn't be the first. So, so we pretty much solved the whole DIY SEO crisis.
We're done.
That's it. The gridlock has been unlocked. fix your website. Don't be afraid of it. If you want to spend some money, go pick them the same way you would a tradesperson or a hairdresser or a doctor or whatever. Just go on the social proof and the reviews. And copywriting, you just need to write like you speak.
Like you talk, yeah. And I think the thing is, it's like with everything, don't just throw money at stuff and expect it to solve the problem. Even if you do pay someone to do your website, you're still going to have to be involved. It's like this stupid exercise bike I have in the back of my office that I bought. You know, anything, by buying the exercise bike, I'm going to get slim and fit. You have to ride the bloody thing. That's
no,
the thing I forgot.
Get out of
I
town.
I know. Now I just sort of balance coats on it, you know. But you can't just give people money and expect them to solve the problem. You have to be involved. You have to understand what they're doing so you can work out whether they've done a good job, you know, I think.
And so, also,
a little bit of education goes a long way.
And it's a great point, Kate, is the more involved I see people with the professionals they work with, the better the results they get. They're asking questions. They're providing more stuff. They're taking more responsibility. And despite the fact that they're paying someone else to do it, they actually end up doing more themselves as well and getting better results out of it.
Yeah, totally.
So one question I like to ask almost all of my guests when I remember, Kate, is if you had 1,000 tradies in a room, you'll be able to answer this. Well, apart from the fact, hang on. No, I don't even want to go there with that. If you had 1,000 tradies in a room, this is a family show, what's one piece of advice you would like to leave them with?
Answer your bloody phone.
Do you know how many times I've heard that on this show?
That would be mine. Make some videos. I think that would be my sort of digitally one. But in reality, in my human condition, it would be answer your phone.
If I'd been smart, I would have gone... Well, kept a record of all the episodes with some foresight of how many guests actually said, answer your damn phone.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that's still a problem.
It is so is, yeah.
I find that
and return the call and have a voicemail message that's not like, hello, it's Gary. I'll leave you a message. You know.
I have a lot more work to do out there in tradie land to start changing this stuff. But I suspect all the good tradies that do all that are already listening to the show. So, video. Get on the video, listeners. Now, Kate, you said you don't have anything to flog on the show, but I want people to go and find you and you know, get in your groups and ask you questions and have a look at your website. So what on earth is the best way to do that? Because I think you've got 17 websites and 24 Facebook groups. And
I do, but happily, I'm quite good at SEO. So if you just type Kate Toon into Google, you'll find me.
Boom. There it is. Hey, there it is.
That's the proof of the pudding.
I like
or
it.
If you're on Facebook, just type in I love SEO into the search bar and you'll find my group.
Nice. I know people are going to go and do that as soon as this episode finishes. So, Kate, thanks so much for your time today. Really enjoyed chatting with you, and we managed to keep most of the innuendo PG rated, so that was pretty good.
You always like this on the podcast.
Mostly, yes.
Okay,
I think
cool.
That's why I don't have many listeners.
I'm going to go back and listen to some earlier episodes just to check it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good idea never to research my show before you appear on it as a guest. So yeah, thank you so much for your time on the show. I am going to put all the links to Kate in the show notes, which should be easy because I'll just put a link to Kate Toon. And there you go. That'll be a backlink on my website, which is
SEO juice.
Which is why the Tradies Business Show ranks pretty good for tradies and business. But, yeah, thanks for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you again down the track.
Thanks, Warwick.
See you on Facebook. Wowee. That was a high-paced interview. Thank you so much, Kate Toon, for appearing on the show and for keeping the PG rating of this episode. Now, something that Kate forgot to mention, and I'm gonna out her here. So when she listens to this, she's probably going to virtually slap me. Kate actually has a free course that you can go and do. It's a 3-day course. It's called SEO Nibbles. And she didn't mention it because she said that she often mispronounces it and calls it SEO something else that sounds like nibbles. Anyway, so you should definitely go and check that out. It is the link is in the show notes. So if you go to tradiesbusinessshow.com/Kate Toon, you will find the link in there, or if you just go to Kate Toon's website or websites, if you just Google Kate Toon, you'll find it there. It's called SEO Nibbles. I'll stick links to that everywhere. It's a free course, help you to decide how to pick an SEO person and a whole bunch of other stuff. So you should definitely go check that out. And as always, at this stage of the game, I would love to hear from you. Now, the way I want to hear from you is by having you join the group on Facebook called Tradies in Business. Guess what? It's all about tradies in business. So you should go and join because you're listening to this podcast, which means you're a tradie. Hopefully you're in business. Anyway, go and join it. It's on Facebook. Type Tradies in Business into the Facebook searchy thing and you can apply to join. There's a couple of questions to answer so we know that you're legit and that you're not a troll or something crazy and you're in. There's people in there talking about marketing, they're talking about SEO, they're talking about software to use, service mates, Simpro, all that sort of stuff and a whole bunch of awesome tradies and their partners and supporters in there just swapping ideas and getting help. So love to see you in there. Tradies in Business, check out Kate Toon's stuff, get her SEO nibbles. And as always, thanks so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.